The following is intended for mature audiences only. Discretion is advised.
Got a little surprise for you guys. I was able to pull a badass interview today. So I thought, what would be a better way of going over the Adam Sandler movies than with Adam Sandler himself? So I want to give you a big Fat Sandler introduction to Adam Sandler. Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, Raph, how's it going, pal?
Hey, welcome to the Fat Sandler.
Hey, hello. Thank you. Thank you so
welcome
much,
welcome to
Raph.
The Fat Signal. And in Fat Signal tradition, we always start the show by asking Josh to kick the beat. So if you wouldn't mind, if you can ask Josh to kick the beat.
Hey, Josh, let's go ahead and kick that beat, buddy.
What am I missing here?
It's a nice song you guys got. I really like it. It's quite a banger,
welcome,
buddy.
Welcome to the Fat Signal, Adam.
Hey,
how you doing,
hey,
man?
Thank
you
for showing me,
for coming on the episode with us. We really appreciate this.
Can I ask a question?
What's going on, buddy?
Why can't we see Shadam Andler's face?
No, wait. Bro. First off, all right. We'll get to that literally in a minute. Let me give my opinion first off, please.
We're getting a video loop. We're getting... This is hilarious.
What are you guys talking about?
He straight up security cammed us.
All right.
I saw the glitch like when it started. I'm like, hold on.
I don't
know
what
you're
talking about. Mr. Sandler. So.
Hey,
what the hell?
No, hold on.
I guess we.
Oh my God.
I guess we had to have Adam Sandler on the show here, dude. I mean, we've had such a great string of interviews.
No. I knew that because I knew that because I was about to say, Hey, Drew. I was about to say that.
Yeah.
Hey, Drew, throw a thumbs up.
I thought something was weird when I'm like, why isn't his mic on? And like, he's just.
Yeah, bro.
Hey, man.
What the going on here?
Like, hey, Boo, I got to hand it to these guys. That's pretty creative, dude. That's
hold
aces.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you. It was all my idea.
It's particularly surreal right now because I've been doing nothing but watching Sandler movies all day to get here. So now I'm just like
I'm sitting here, and then I'm like Roth like gets Adam Sandler. That's where I'm sitting in. I'm in my head.
Yeah, Josh is saying like Prof, like, all right, I mean he's the director over here, dude. I can't like, what am I gonna say?
Yeah, I'm like, but Prof getting Adam Sandler, bullshit. I'm sitting here. And then the cold part, Drew, your shit was doing this. You were doing
the glitch, and then the yeah.
Where did the glitch come from, though?
Bro, you just kept doing that. And then I was about to say, hey, Adam Sandler, hold on a second. What up, big Drew? Give me a thumbs up, baby. Can you hear me? And you'd have been like.
there was a scene that looked like he even smiled. He starts laughing.
Yeah. No, yeah, he laughed. And like, I would notice when he would just do it randomly. And when it would be oddly timed with the joke, I'm just like, what the fuck is going on, dude?
Yeah, bro. I was
You're
sitting
like, is
there.
That really him? Yeah.
Bro, I was sitting so here. Confused. No, seriously, you see when I'm sitting here, I'm like, hold on. And then I was looking on Discord, my dead ass. I went to Discord and like, what the f- did I miss? You gotta understand, I'm on 600 edibles, 600 milligrams of edibles right now. So I'm sitting here like, I'm like, bro, am I in a twilight zone? Did I miss a day of conversation or
something? And here's the thing, like Roth had already texted me earlier in the week saying that he had worked something out with Drew. And until Shaddam Antler pops up on Riverside. I'm like, I recall the text.
Hey, hold on a second.
I recall the text, and now I'm just like,
why on my camera does the side of Andrew's face looks like little Nicky, dude?
I mean,
seriously, like, his eyes are like this, bro.
<Get the plan>.
Hey, I really hope we get That's into little Nicky, dad. Bro.
Oh, dude,
I really want to get into little Nicky. That is one of my favorite movies, bro.
Andrew, I'll let you take it away, dude. That's how you and I'm.
Oh my right. God, yeah, that movie, man.
What a welcome back to Fat Signal, man. Yeah. It is great to have you, dude.
Thank you. Thank you. What was it? Was it seventh grade?
It was seventh going into eighth.
Like, not only did we get summer school as punishment, but your ass is waiting for us to pick you up.
They made our asses wait like an hour.
Damn,
not that bad.
I know summer.
We spent the entire summer when we were off of school, like just reciting the whole movie.
Line by line, little Nicky.
Line by line.
Like, we broke it up into episodes every day.
Yeah, just to entertain ourselves.
That's how I found out Andrew would like was just mimicking Adam Sandler. Like,
all right, the episode today, guys, Adam Sandler. We're double fisting.
Pause.
Hey, buddy.
Booyahing him.
It's an Adam Sandler episode, buddy.
Yeah, the comedy, the drama, the man, the actor, the hero, the comedian, the star.
I don't watch his serious shit, though. I can't.
Dude, you have to watch that alien movie, the one, the cosmonaut movie.
Hey, you're not the only person to tell me.
It's halfway through the movie, you realize that it's just him and Adam Sandler.
So I gotta.
You've been watching Adam Sandler by himself with nobody else, like almost to half the movie, and like, holy shit.
Rotten Tomatoes says it has a 65%, and IMDb gave it a 5.7.
So it's 50-50.
So it's like, okay. You know, it depends on who's watching, I guess.
But Little Nicky, though.
Little
Nicky is by far is a sleeper that would get canceled today.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Little Rodney Nicky Dangerfield.
Oh, dude, my God, Rodney Dangerfield. How many people have died in that?
It was made quite some time ago. He was a young man when he made it.
Funny, bro.
Love the bra on the head.
Dude, the titties on the head. Yeah, Kevin Nealon is so funny for that.
I watched Wedding Singer, and it gave me an idea about we do a Fat Signal karaoke.
I'm down.
You can do that.
Oh, my God.
You can pull the lyrics up, and then everybody put their shit on mute. Everybody put their shit on mute, and then we do 80s rock karaoke. We pull up the songs, bro.
We got to add some kind of Fat Signal twist to it, though. We got to make it like, it can't just be karaoke.
Well, it'll be a karaoke where we all pick the songs for each other. You don't know what 80s songs is going to be, but we'll pick it for you.
That's
so you won't know until we'll have a list of 10 songs, and then we all pick the song from those 10 that you're going to sing. And as we go along, those get knocked off, and that's it.
Yeah, I'm good.
Where's Roth coming with this creative juices all of a sudden, dude?
At the end of the show, if he doesn't say anything else at the end of the show, he's like, all right, guys, good episode. He's like, babe!
You guys are being misled. You're all wrong.
Josh is buzzing. That knows you're all wrong. You're all
he
wrong.
Got a ChatGPT-4 subscription. He's not using the free one anymore, guys.
That Josh got
it's working.
That Josh.
Oh, shit. He didn't do anything.
I didn't do anything, but.
Clip it. Clip it.
This wasn't an Adam Sandler episode, but now it's going.
Shut your ass up.
Hey, you
shut up.
Episode.
I'll treat you like mother. Shut your ass up.
It's no longer an Adam Sandler episode.
I'll treat you like. Hey, Josh, mute him. Mute him, Josh. Mute
him,
Josh.
I can turn him down, but I won't mute him.
He can't mute me. That's
mute him. Mute him. You know, Josh, you have to be in control here. We have to get control.
And going forward,
no, listen.
He wants to trigger
you. No, we have to. No, I'm just saying, Josh.
Just don't fall into the trap.
Hey, Josh, you can mute me. You can mute. See, Josh, you got to get controllers to mute him.
Oh, my God.
All right, now that they're both muted. Just get right into them.
You're both muted. All right, so how about we just get all the popular ones out of the way? Raise your hand if you like Happy Gilmore. We have a lot of overlapping movies, so I'm going to assume like the hit, like Billy Madison, right? Everyone likes Billy Madison.
No.
No.
So Billy Madison is like entry tier for you.
Or it's shit tier
for
you. No,
Billy Madison is shit tier for me.
There's negative sentimental like shit there.
Negative sentiment. Water sucks. It really, really sucks. It's like Billy sucks. It really, really sucks. Billy.
I mean, I kind of get it. Like, he's kind of like a shitty character when you think about it. Like, he's a shitty person. Yeah. Who's like, I've been lazy my entire life. Let me just go through school so I can inherit this company.
And he does.
it has some funny parts.
And I do, pal. Yeah, I really do, buddy.
We already mentioned Happy Gilmore, right? Rest in peace, the heckler.
Yeah.
And he also was the dad in Freaks and Geeks, too.
You suck, you jackass.
You know what aged well is Little Nicky, because you get to see Carl Weathers in heaven as Chubbs again.
That was awesome.
It's like a little connected universe type shit. Yeah, yeah.
Rest in peace. So it's like that heaven. We already know it. Chris Farley had just died because she goes, remember, the mom goes, oh, my new instructor is Chris Farley, because he had just died. So he's right in heaven. Little Nicky was great. Waterboy is by far, like I said,
it's top tier.
That's my
favorite sports football movie. It's the number one sports football movie. If you watch it now, football player. You know, Vicky the Devil. I like Vicky.
She let me touch her boobies.
And he goes, she like me, and I like her. And she let me touch her boobies.
I know that too.
When Captain Insano, he's like, we got a call from Bobby, and he wants to talk to Captain. How are you today, Bobby?
I'm good. And
you remember that scene, bro?
He's like, I couldn't help but notice that every time you go into the wing, you're all sweaty. And I was wondering if you would like to hire me as your water boy.
Ah, that's cute. How old are you, kid? 11? 12, 13?
I am 34 years old.
34? Holy shit.
34? Holy shit. Yeah.
But is it better than The Longest Yard?
Yes.
Really?
I agree with Boo because
Longest Yard is a general just like, you know, comedy. Like it's got people doing jokes and shit.
But
Waterboy is a Sandler character comedy.
After you hear this, Deary, I want all your guys' intake on this hypotenuse. If I say it right, hypotenuse, whatever. We get Bobby Boucher, and then Bobby Boucher gets an education and goes into the NFL. And in his last, and during that NFL stint,
The Longest Yard is a sequel.
Exactly. At Longest Yard was after he got out of jail, after he got out of his 3 years,
his big brother.
It was him in Longest Yard because he was stuck with his nana.
He leaves Louisiana
and goes and does his nana thing with Happy Gilmore.
Leaves his accent behind. Like, I don't need this shit anymore.
Bro, and when he dies, he's Little Nicky.
Well, you know that what a couple other movies that had like cameos. So from Big Daddy going into Mr. Deeds, Rob Schneider's character cameos.
Yeah, Rob Schneider started to like be bigger, right?
Well, like that, and that specific character that he played, like the pizza guy.
But the biggest cameo of them all in Little Nicky is Quentin Tarantino, bro.
He was in that movie, wasn't he?
Oh my god, yeah.
He was the preacher, the blind preacher.
That's right. Holy shit, we're really gonna die.
Oh yeah, that's right.
John Witherspoon, another one.
Yeah, in the park. Dude, I love that scene.
When he robs.
Oh my god.
Bro. Tiny Zeus Lester, Tom Lester Jones, correction.
Dude,
he doesn't go by that.
Dude, what's his name? Who like that one dude who's like rubbing his nipples to Queen of Hearts every time you saw him.
So he has like his intro movies are like the shit that made him like super noticeable. So we got Little Nicky, The Water Boy. You said I know you guys said Mr. Deeds, right? Would you guys count that into like a classic comedy?
I don't know. Like I feel like that kind of came like after like the hits. You know, like it was like
the tail
a
end. Hit
enough, but it wasn't like as strong as like the. Like the other ones were.
There's iconic actors, though.
There are. They're absolutely
iconic
are.
Scenes, yeah. too.
I think it definitely had an aim to be big because it was a remake, too.
True.
Of like an old classic. Yeah. So.
Oh, Trip Out. You heard they're doing Happy Gilmore, too.
I did hear about that. Yeah. I think Shooter's coming
it's
back.
It's going to be something.
Shooter McGavern.
So I used to be a server, and I forget what movie he was there for, but. There's a Pacific Theaters that was open next to the restaurant, and he had like a private viewing for one of his movies. So he ate out on the patio section, and like our manager was like, no, nobody's allowed to go and talk to him. He's doing his thing. It's only the two servers. I'm like, okay, whatever. So then they leave, and then they actually come back later in the evening, I think like an hour before closing. And at this point, like, I'm just like, all right, I'm tired. It's a long day. I want to go. And then the person in charge of the line is giving me dishes to take to this table. I'm like, bro, like, I'm trying to get out of here. Like, come on. I don't want to do it. He's like, dude, just fucking go. I'm like, no, I don't want to. He's like, dude, fucking do it. I'm like, okay, whatever. So then I go out there, and the first person I see on my left is, and I forget his name. It's the older guy that's always on the... In his movie, like, dangle.
So yeah.
And so it was him that I see, and then I'm following the line of people because now,
he's
like,
Boy Meets World, too. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I see David Spade was there. And then to my right, I hear this voice because I haven't turned around yet because it's a big table. And he's like, hey, buddy, can I get another one? And he's holding a plate that's got a soup bowl on it. And I turn around, I'm like, oh my God, it's him. And like, I'm like, oh, where were you eating, sir? Like, I was having the veggie soup, buddy. And I'm like, I would like another one. I'm like, okay, I'll go get it. And I go to the runner person. I'm like, dude, Adam Sandler came back and he's here. He's like, yeah, that's why I had you go run it. An idiot. Hey, he wants another bowl of soup. So he makes it. And I go drop it off. But like, my arm like just starts shaking, and so this bowl is on a plate and it's ricketing like, and then he's like, it's okay, buddy, I got it. And he just takes it like he talks in his movies, so he talks in real life. Hey, it's okay, buddy, I'll take it for you.
I don't believe that.
It's, dude, this shit's too elaborate for me to make up. Like, I swear to
No, him talking that way.
No, I got a trippier one, more calm one. We were doing some construction work over off of Santa Monica, off the 405 and shit. We were leaving work, it was about 3 o'clock, 3:30 in the afternoon. Traffic was a bitch. I mean, traffic is backed up for about 2 hours. Fuck. Noticing there's a really badass Lincoln, big ass white boy sitting on one side and a little guy driving. Can't think anything of it. Look over and it's Adam Sandler and his bodyguard. And we're ripping a... Just freshly rolled a blunt, smoking into it.
Oh yeah, you've told me.
He looks
story.
Over and goes, "Hey, what's up, guys?"
Let him know, Josh. Holy Let him know.
On that same night, there's like a couple ladies that like walk by his table. So you know how in like almost every Adam Sandler movie, when there's like an awkward situation, like he does like this face that. Okay, buddy. Like that yeah. kind of face. So Lay's like, oh my God, Adam Sandler, I love you. And he did like he did it in real life. He's like, thank you, ladies. And just like proceeded to like eat his food.
So let me tell you something funny about that face. The office I work in, one of the movies that this production company had worked on was Jack and Jill, I guess.
Oh God.
So right above my desk is a giant ass Jack and Jill poster where it's him doing the face, and then on the bottom, which is closest to me, is the Jill face where he's in drag and he's just like so I have to look at that shit every
movie's so weird.
No, I just, Adam Sandler got me to buy the Bobby Boucher jersey. You could buy it on Temu. Shout out to Temu.
That's
you can
nice.
Buy the Boucher jersey.
They're like, we're not selling it there.
Damn, dude, Tim, I'm so faded. I thought Donna was Olaf. I was about to like, where
the dude, that's. You're like, how did you get over there, dude, Boo's
tripped out the hardest he's ever tripped out on any episode. There's two Drews. Olaf traveled. What is happening?
All right, so no, this shit happened dead ass, bro. And fuck you, Keyshawn. It was the summer when that got traded to the Cowboys. I'll knock your punk ass out in a boxing match. Now, I don't care about that. I don't care about that. Give me a cool 30-second blitzkrieg on him. That's all I need.
And then you're out. Uh-huh.
And then no. And then I'm a surprise fighter. Then I'm a surprise fighter. Cause I ain't a prize fighter. I don't sit there and want to fight. I'm a surprise fighter.
Surprise.
I will bite you.
Poke you.
Like as Adam Sandler would say, Captain Insano shows no mercy. Boom. I poke all that shit. I'm going to the hotel. Me and my boy are going out there to around in Vegas and gamble. So me and my Jimmy, who's my mentor to this day, like huge Laker fan, this is what's so up about the situation. Jimmy runs into Robert Ory high fives him. They're sitting there talking. He ran into one of his favorite Laker fans. Everything's cool. The whole weekend, we're out there partying, having fun. We're leaving and we're checking out the Mandalay Bay. We run into Keyshawn Johnson. I go to him. I said it like this. Welcome to Dallas. They don't know what they had in New York. Dude, I'm a huge Cowboys fan. You're going to be the man, bro. You're going to get it, baby. Let's go, bro. And then you know what this told me? Get the f*** away from me. I'm gambling.
Damn, that's cold.
Huh? I'm a fan, bro. This is before social media. If I had this shit on social media, this bitch, I would have went viral 20 years ago with this hoe ass. And then that's why I became a Justin Bieber fan. Because when him and Justin Bieber were fighting, and Justin Bieber almost hit his kids with the car because Bieber was on that weird shit speeding up and down the streets, almost hitting his kids because they live in the same neighborhood.
You're like, you go, Bieber.
Let's go, Bieber. You my bro. You my Bieber. Y'all don't know. This shit burned deep with me even more. There's no, seriously, bro. I am a diehard Cowboys fan. Diehard fan.
Cowboys. Oh yeah, no, you were.
And I can't stand that bitch. When I see with that jersey, all I see is the Kill Bill. I wish Adam Sandler was here and he could take little Nicky's like, yeah, where you want him, boo? Where do you want him?
Right in the flash.
That's right. Get him in the flash. And if you want to, buddy, you can punch him in the penis if you want to too, pal.
No context. Just someone hearing Boo's a Bieber fan.
Bro, he's got the knocker.
Dude, I'm a Bieber fan. Dude, yeah, he almost ran over that dude's kids. I love him. And it's like, that's it.
Go Bieber.
Yeah, bro.
But maybe not his
this
children.
Tim, yeah, this maybe ain't brown on brown crime. This ain't I'm brown just saying, maybe on brown not crime. Stay the fuck out of it. This ain't brown.
I'm just saying, maybe not his children, brown. Dude.
Not see, his this kids. Is where the mute would come in. This is where the mute come in.
And not
this
his
where
kids.
Tim, am I the host and you're the co-host, or you're the host and I'm the co-host?
It changes all the time. I never.
So I'm the host right now today, so I would mute you to shut the fuck up because this is my show. And I want to. I'm talking to the audience. I ain't talking to you.
Who's possessive?
I'm just. Like, how dare I say something as,
no,
as offensive as...
No, this is your show? No, because here's
how
why.
How dare I say was, something as offensive as no, not the children?
Because this is Kevin's word. I told you.
Yeah, fuck you, dude.
All right. Hey, Tim. Hey, Tim.
No, I'll shut up now.
Now you got
me
started. No, I'm on my Kevin Samuels. Kids. His rich-ass kids that are in high school that give a f*** about anybody else or their problems. His kids. I'm worried about me.
You're not wishing harm on them, so yeah, you can say
go Bieber. Nick.
he literally was cheering them on as a consequence. What do you mean?
These old that think they can sit there and be like, well, you know, on TV, like they've been good and they ain't treated like shit. All this brought me into my feelings. Because Adam Sandler, you get smiles, you get thank yous and all that. No, you understand. Tyler, the Creator's another bitch ass. I'm sitting there smoking a blunt, and he looks at me and walks past. I go, what's up, Tyler, Creator? You're pretty cool, dude. Can I get a picture for you? I don't even like that bitch ass. I was getting them for Tim, bro. I was going to get a picture for Tim. And this bitch ass boy ass like, no, I don't do that. I don't know. You too then, you little bitch. You wouldn't be nothing if it wasn't for your fans, you weird ass. I'm done, dude.
Yes, absolutely, those are dickheads.
No, I hold on, Ralph, shut the... Ralph, you'd get muted here because I still got 30 seconds.
Muted.
I still got 30 seconds. Kanye West, another taking pictures. You too. No, and all because of Adam Sandler's niceness. I hear Drew sitting there and he giving that... Thank you very much, smile. I'm in my feelings, bro. I hate it when I hear people have great moments with these movie stars. And what do? I get shitted on. And to now, any fan I see out there, if I ever become one of these, you guys want a picture with me? Want me to go to your house and hang out and smoke some non-laced weed? But anybody, any movie stars that I run into, you guys, bro. And you know who you are. Big Tab of Heart. When you see a big coming up to you, don't be like, oh God, is he gonna eat me? Some big wanna talk or say hello or might need direction someone or a big might need something lifted. Adam Sandler, I love you because I almost cried on 51st Dates.
I love you too, buddy.
I'm done ratting for this week because that shit hurt. That shit triggers some shit.
We've talked about two Adam Sandler movies. I'm glad. I hope you guys agree with us that those two were the best ones.
Thank Drew for giving us this idea to do this one because you'd get muted again. I'm the host this week. Next week, you get muted all fucking day.
That's a good idea.
Drew was the host this home. Week.
You can mute.
I thought this was Drew's episode.
No, he was the intro.
Yeah,
I introed. Boo.
You weren't supposed to even intro.
Drew's been sitting there the whole time, like, yeah, I'm gonna get to talk Sandler, right?
I did get to talk Sandler,
right?
Fine. No, I have been a candy ass and been talking too much.
Well, yeah, this is Drew's episode.
We love you guys, those that follow us, and those that watch our shorts. We appreciate that. Spread it to your friends. Spread it all. Spread Tim's ass cheeks. Spread Ralph's ass cheeks. Hey.
All up in there.
Spread my ass cheeks. I mean, it might fart. But,
oh, God. All
I
right.
Mean... Being humans. Big Comedy Network, thank you once again. Big huge shout out to y'all.
Love you, Big Comedy Thanks for Network. Everything.
Big huge shout out.
Shout out, hit a like, follow get Drew on his podcast. Follow my Tim on his Instagram. Follow me and my future OnlyFans coming up soon in the next couple of weeks. Follow Roth. Let's get it. And I'm gonna
We love you, Adam Sandler.
Thank you, buddy.
I'm sorry, Adam Sandler, for being